This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Scott McGill, the president and CEO at Coriell Life Sciences, a precision medicine company using genetic science and research to improve lives, reduce healthcare costs, and simplify decision making for its customers. Mr. McGill, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Great to be with you. Thanks, Eric.
Now, you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure, and thanks for your time. So, for starters, tell us, who is Coriell Life Sciences?
Sure. So Coriell Life Sciences is a commercial spin-out from the Coriell Institute for Medical Research, which has been around since 1953, focused on precision medicine, genetics, and its real-world implementation in healthcare. So we're really focused on how can we make use of genetic science and how do we bring that into clinical workflows that exist today in a way that's both meaningful for the patient, but also helps to drive real economic savings.
And who wouldn't want that good stuff there? And tell us also, how does Coriell Life Sciences partner with the healthcare community to deliver paths to better health?
Sure. Yeah, we, the science of pharmacogenomics has been around a long, long time. And it's really based on this notion that differences in genetics are meaningful when it comes to how people respond to different drugs. So we know pills don't work for everybody. We know that, some pills taken at the same dose by two different people can have wildly different reactions. So it can be effective for some people, not effective for others, can be dangerous for some people, and perfectly fine for others. And so we are really focused on how we can get that kind of intervention and the insight that can be driven from new technologies related to genetics into the healthcare world. And so that really means working directly with payers, with pharmacy benefit management companies, providers, and health systems. And ultimately, those groups that are actually responsible for paying for the healthcare of populations of members. So what we do is to work to drive some insight around, what are the opportunities within a given healthcare system, and who are the right people to go through an intervention that would require genetic testing and comprehensive medication review. And then ultimately, how does that function within the existing healthcare environment? So does it play well with the electronic systems that are already in play? Does it behave well with the reimbursement system and how healthcare is actually delivered? And that really is the trick of all of this. The science is really meaningful and it's a fantastic new step forward, but unless we can actually implement it, it really does nobody any good. So that's really where we play the role in bridging the science to clinical care.
And a great explanation on how Coriell Life Sciences bridges the gap makes a lot of sense. Now, what makes Coriell Life Sciences unique? Anything that we should be aware of in that regard?
Well, there are a lot of laboratories out there that do genetic testing for pharmacogenomics. So pharmacogenomics is the kind of technical term for the science we're talking about. But that's not really a silver bullet solution. So just understanding DNA variation does not really give a clinician enough information to make good medication decisions. There's lots of factors at play. So what we've really focused on is a more holistic approach that takes genetic information as just one facet of overall decision making and puts that together with things like drug interactions at a chemical level, in how drugs might interact to lifestyle factors, what people eat, what they drink, what they smoke, what conditions they're suffering, age-related concerns, are they elderly, are they juvenile, are they pregnant? All of these things really need to be considered in totality to understand, which medication is right for someone and which one is better suited, to have an alternative selected. So what we've done is to build up an infrastructure, an information technology infrastructure, and a clinical decision support tool that performs all of that analysis work in real time. So it's able to surface those risks that are inherent for a given individual given the medications they've been prescribed across all of those vectors, genetic and non-genetic. And then we use teams of pharmacists who have been trained to not only utilize that tool, but of course their own education and experience, and help to guide those patients, and more importantly, the patient's own physician, to recommendations that are better suited to them. So this is really about how do we get more precise, better informed medication prescribing to each individual. And I think if we look across, you know, what else has been happening in the market and other organizations that are also utilizing the same genetic technology, most have really tried to implement in isolation. They're not accounting for all of these other factors, and they're not providing the tools that practitioners really need to support this whole process. So the end result of our process is not a genetic test. It's the recommendation from trained pharmacists who have done this comprehensive review that is very direct. It's this drug is bad for this person, this one is better, and here's the reasons why. And that information is provided in consultation to the patient's own physician, as opposed to a doctor just ordering a genetic test and hoping they can make some meaning from it. So we really go many, many steps beyond just genetic testing to really provide real-world, usable recommendations to physicians.
Certainly do appreciate all the details and information here. Much appreciated today. We are with Mr. Scott McGill, the president and CEO at Coriell Life Sciences, a precision medicine company using genetic science and research to improve lives, reduce healthcare costs, and simplify decision-making for his customers. And he's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Mr. McGill, how can individuals benefit from participating in Coriell Life Sciences Medication Safety Program? Get into some of those important details there.
Sure. So at the individual level, there's an opportunity to receive treatments that are better suited for you, right? So ultimately, it's about improving your health. So if I am suffering one condition or multiple conditions, oftentimes, medications I'm being prescribed will kind of bump into each other. They cause them not to work well, or they don't work well because of genetic factors. All of that, the promise of this and what we've seen as real-world outcomes is, if we spend more time, use more data, and get more insights about individual treatment plans, then the individual benefits. They get healthier faster. They don't have to spend as much money on drugs. They don't have to spend as much money on copays for their overall treatments. And they see the doctor less, they're out of the hospital less, all good things. Now, most of the time we're implementing these programs in the context of an overall population management solution. And there's a program that we've developed called Corigen, which is Corigen, which is really focused on organizations that care for members in large populations. So that could be pension funds, it could be hospital systems, self-insured employers. And so the whole process really starts with analyzing the totality of the membership, figuring out who's at high risk, and then outreach and enrollment and education to those individuals specifically. So for an individual patient, they're getting information from us, letting them know that this is now available, letting them know what the benefits are to them, which are those things that I mentioned, improvement in health, reduction in cost. And also allaying any potential fears they may have about genetic testing, and certainly genetic testing sponsored by potentially their employer. Privacy concerns are all addressed, by way of statement of how our program works, no personal information is ever shared with the employer or the healthcare payer. This is entirely for you as the participating patient, and entirely for your physician to help them to treat you in the best possible way. So this really is patient-focused, but delivered in the context of an overall population system.
In your best opinion, what's the biggest opportunity for the healthcare ecosystem when it comes to personalized medicine?
Sure. We're living in an age right now of pandemic, and what we have been seeing is an acute spike in depression and anxiety and conditions that are related to the isolation created by the pandemic. And so in the very, very short term, we know that that's going to be a very hot topic and one that we're very well poised to address. As it turns out, treatment for those conditions, mood disorders in general, are highly correlated to variations in genetics. And so if we have an opportunity prior to or during the early stages of treatment for depression, anxiety, PTSD, ADHD, those sorts of conditions, if we have an opportunity early in the process to do some genetic testing and medication reconciliation and management, that can really speed the time to treatment for those individuals. So generally speaking, when someone goes on a new depression medication, it can take upwards of 6 weeks to really determine if that medication at that dosage is at all effective for them. That's six wasted weeks in a really dangerous time for that person if that medication is one that's just simply not going to work for them. So having all that more information up front, a quantitative analysis of physiological reasons why certain medications would be wrong for that person is incredibly valuable to them and also really significantly reduces the cost to the healthcare payer. Reduction in hospitalizations, reduction in doctor's visits, all of that is felt in claims that we're monitoring throughout the whole course of the program. So mental health is a big one, but also, of course, traditionally pain management, things like cardiac disease, all very highly correlated with, again, variations in genetics. So from the standpoint of, who can really benefit in that ecosystem, that healthcare ecosystem, when it comes to personalized medicine, it's really across the board, right? We have patients that are going to get improved health. We have payers who are going to see reduction in cost. And we also have clinicians that are better supported in the way that they can care for their patients because they have more information. This isn't really about telling the doctor what to do. This is about providing them with enough clinical support information so that they can make more informed decisions, and again, tailored to that individual patient. So, of course, we also need to look at how does this integrate with things like electronic health records and who are the right patients to actually focus this on, all of which, we've tried our hardest to make sure we can address in all scenarios. But these are very long topics, and I'd be happy to talk to you more about that in depth, but we may not have time today.
Yeah, that's a great idea to have you come back to cover that more in depth. Thanks for that. Really do appreciate your visit with us here today on behalf of Coriel Life Sciences and for what you do in the space. In conclusion, is there any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to share as we conclude today?
Yeah, I guess what I would say is pharmacogenomics and genetics are here. They're now actually ready for implementation. I think we've heard the promise of precision medicine for a long time now, certainly going all the way back to the completion of the Human Genome Project back in 2003. It was to be the revolutionary new platform for healthcare delivery. The challenge has really been how we implement. So I think what we're now seeing is there are real-world ways that these can be implemented that are returning real dollars to systems. One of our programs is seeing a $5,400 per person cost savings annually by implementing this program. And at the same time, their patients are getting healthy. But it really has taken quite a while to figure out the right approach. And luckily, I think we've been able to formulate that over the last decade or so, and we're really able to partner now in meaningful ways.
Again, Mr. McGill, we really appreciate your time and your visit with us here today on eHealth Radio. If listeners wanted to get more information on Coriel Life Sciences, where's the best place to get further details?
That would be our main website at coriel.com, so C-O-R-I-E-L-L.com. And there's some contact page there that would certainly lead you to the right person within our company.
And that certainly works. Again, Mr. McGill, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Thank you, Eric.
Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Scott McGill, the president and CEO at Coriel Life Sciences, a precision medicine company using genetic science and research to improve lives, reduce healthcare costs, and simplify decision-making for its customers. And for more information, visit Coriel.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.